Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't you want to go first? Chris?
I don't understand you. You are not loud enough. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
If everyone has been honest, it's not the first time that we saw a similar situation. Maybe the amount of situation we saw was a bit different, where the ball was kicked high in different units, but that's a sign for something, and the sign is that that the confidence level is now not extraordinarily high. And in our situation, the things you want to have, getting confidence back, you want to keep it and increase it, you want to build on that. And it was obvious that the first goal especially, and then the second goal didn't help on that. And the setup of Brighton surprised us, because we had no idea what they will do. It was clear we could not use one situation of Brighton from the last week. And they had obviously already before a good setup with Graham Potter, and then now with Roberto, he did obviously exactly the right things with them, but that's not new. That happens quite frequently, to be honest. But usually adapt quicker. And before we adapted, we were 2-0 down then. Then we understood better what they did and reacted better on it. Kept them on the outside, but the gaps were not that open anymore. They could not play each ball anymore through the half spaces. So fought ourselves back into the game. Then 2-1, 2-2, 3-2. And then you see again, and you watch long enough football games here, we had these kind of situations years ago when we were only one goal up. Then it happens quite frequently that everybody got nearly a heart attack because we're just not convincing in these moments where we then get a counterattack, be compact, these kind of things. So it was, and that's what reminded me on that a little bit today. So I cannot say that I was 100% convinced that we will not concede a goal when we were 3-2 up, and then scored a goal. We should have defended all three goals better. That's no doubt about that. But in different areas, not the last moment, already earlier, we should have defended it better. They scored 3-3, and that feels again like a defeat, even when it's not a defeat. And we have to fight through this. The boys can play much better. My job is to create a situation where they can deliver. And for that, you need stability, consistency, and you get that with top defending. And obviously, we didn't defend top in the beginning, and then not even during the game. There were always situations. They were really dangerous all along. We had then much better moments. And I think it was absolutely fine that we went 3-2 up. But then we were not sitting deep, we were not attacking high, we were somewhere in between. And that's how they got their moments still. I don't know how many situations I saw today where the offensive players could just turn between the lines. Horrendous, really horrible to watch. And again, that's the same job that you have when you are winning all the time. Just more difficult because you have to create a situation where the boys where you can make it easier for the boys to deliver. That's what I said.
Tom.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it got to 3-2, it felt like you were never more vulnerable in the game when you got into that stage, but you could actually feel the atmosphere in the stadium.
And that's, yeah, that's not the, it's not the first time, it's been for a long time. Well, it didn't happen too often because we were just more convincing. It's normal. I don't blame anybody for that from the stands, not at all. Maybe this feeling was obvious. It's not done and dusted. We had to. If you are 3-2 up in a game, so the good part of the story is obviously 2-0 and 3-2 up. But that costs energy. So the boys came back from everywhere in the world, and you could see that Kostas played 2 games, stuff like this, and the other boys didn't play for a while, like Hendo and these kind of things. That makes it all more difficult. We were just in these moments. You have to control the game much better. I think we had this. We talked about controlling the game for 2 or 3 years, that we have to control it better. And this was definitely a moment where we should have controlled it better in possession. But we didn't. And then it looks a bit like it looked today. It's not a part of the game I like the most, that's clear.
Andy?
How much of a concern is it that the confidence issue, given that you come off, I know it was a while ago, the Ajax performance, but that was you mentioned it yesterday, that was a good base to come into this game from?
Yeah, concerning, I'm not sure if it's the right word, but yeah, I can't ignore the fact. But for sure, the Ajax game didn't give us any kind of rhythm because after that we left. So that's clear. So that's something you usually get from these kind of situations. And momentum with the late goal, with the late winner and these kind of things. So they could have taken a lot of things into the next game. Unfortunately, we didn't play. Since then, that feeling is pretty much gone. The boys played completely different systems, different opponents in different areas on the planet. So that's nothing to do with that anymore. How it always is. I want to know what 100% everybody expects from me now. Two, three things that I say, and everybody feels okay. If you do that, then it's done. But how it always is in difficult moments in life and in football, you have to fight through. You have to be ready to work so hard that you get step by step confidence back, momentum back. We had confident moments today, obviously, at least Bobby, when he scored a second goal, you could see a lot of that. And we had other moments, good moments, but the passing game was not good today. We passed balls all over the place, which I think that's now only to explain with not being confident at the moment. Not the general situation, just how the game started. We are under pressure. We don't ignore that. It's not that we now increase it every day, but it's there. We want to do much better. We want to have more points. We want to be in a different area on the table. That's all clear. And then you are 2-0 down against a really good opponent. That's now as well the truth, that they always cause us problems here. We had here games where we were running in between them and they're just playing between the lines and stuff like this. They do really well. And and we have to keep working.
We're back on Monday, Paul Joyce, last one.
It's 3 or 4 times a season that you've mentioned the slow starts, for example. Is that worry that keeps happening?
Yeah, I have to look back. It's now a slow start. How is that? It's a moment where it's normal, you adapt. So Brentford. When you play Brentford, you watch them and they play football against everybody, not against us. Just long balls. So can expect that. But all of a sudden, they might start playing football because now it makes sense against Liverpool. So it's like it happens quite frequently that teams do differently against us than what we can prepare for if we don't play them like the 5th, 6th, or 7th time. And today was a slow start. I'm not even 100% sure. It's just the start where our gaps in the areas where they want to play were too big, obviously. So they build up with the 3 in the back. And so Bobby had to do differently. Midfield had to do differently. So we need to lead the passes to the outside. There we can go, but we were fixed with the fullbacks in the deep because of their wingbacks and all these kind of things. It's not rocket science, but it happens. You realize it, you sort it, because we have a lot of solutions meanwhile. But before we were in a solution mood, we were already 2-0 down. Then you saw the difference in the game. It was not that they now had one chance after the other. They had still their moments, no doubt about that. But then we started controlling the game better, scored the goal, went in half time, showed the boys 2-3 situations, came out, did much better, even without being now flying. But it's normal. How I said, 2-1 down against an opponent who can counter-attack as well pretty well. Scored a 2-2, scored a 3-2. And now again, I'm guilty as well. It's not that I thought now, halfway through. No, I knew we have to work through it. And that's why we had these situations before, late equalizers, all these kind of things. And the teams who equalized in the past against us deserved it less than Brighton today. It happened anyway. So it's a moment we have to really, really keep going through together. That's all what I can say. We have to improve. That only happens if we perform. We have to perform more consistently. I cannot say what everybody wants to hear now. It's just the reality. And how is that? That process started already, interrupted by press conferences, or press conferences and interviews. But from tonight on, we will prepare Rangers and try to better. And I know, and then Arsenal is coming, and we saw glimpses of the game against Tottenham. They're outstanding in the moment, so that obviously is not an easy game. But we will give it a proper try.
Thanks, everyone.
Come.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.